Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. Police are still looking to make an arrest after a shooting overnight at a recording studio in Midtown, one that put a Bronx man in the hospital. Four suspects now on the loose.
Police were still on the scene hours after the shooting, going into and out of the music building here at 8th Avenue and 39th Street, gathering evidence from the 11th floor recording studio where the 26-year-old was shot. He was taken to Bellevue Hospital, where he remains in critical condition. Malik Reeves works for a nonprofit helping the homeless just across 8th Avenue.
We heard that someone got shot across the street. 8th Avenue is out of control.
Always been
out of control, shit. Especially at night. It's a zoo. So I'm really not surprised about what happened.
The motive for the shooting is unknown. The four men police are seeking fled on foot. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on 8th Avenue and 39th Street.
Well, a rally taking place this morning outside City Hall, calling for the shutdown of Rikers Island. Advocates want the City Council and Mayor Adams to deliver a budget which moves funds from the Department of Correction to community resources that prevent incarceration and improve public safety. Darren Mack is the co-director of Freedom Agenda. He tells 1010 Winds taxpayers have been paying for Rikers for far too long.
We have a Department of Correction budget, which is the highest budget in the country, almost $2.6 billion a year. The taxpayers spend the most money getting the worst results. Thousands are suffering. People with mental health needs are not being treated.
The city has laid out a plan to close Rikers and switch to smaller five-borough-based jails by the year 2027. A police in Queens searching for a man caught on surveillance video damaging three MTA Omni machines. Cops say around 1 o'clock Wednesday morning, the suspect smashed three of the tap-and-go machines with a metal object of some kind at a subway station in Forest Hills. He then fled the scene. We do have his picture available, and you can check it out at 1010winds.com. A comeback for George Santos? Maybe.
It was a shocker for many. George Santos, who was expelled from Congress last December, announced on social media he's running for Congress again. This time for Nick LoLota's seat here in Suffolk County. Santos wrote, "After a lot of prayer and conversation with my family and friends, I've made a very important decision that will shake things up." LoLota's response, "I led the charge to expel George Santos. If finishing the job requires beating him in a primary, count me in." This is all happening as Santos faces numerous charges of fraud in federal court. There was even talk of a plea deal in the works. Santos, for the past few months, has been making money by sending cameo messages to people, charging $350 per message. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds, on 92.3 FM in Huntington, Long Island.
So imagine living your life in order to avoid becoming the target of a hate crime. According to a new survey, that's what a majority of Asian Americans living in the city have done. That survey conducted by the Asian American Foundation. Three quarters of Asian Americans in the city have also said they avoid mass transit or refuse to speak in their native language while in public. The study suggests that personal safety is still on the minds of many Asian New Yorkers since the start of the pandemic. Home care workers and advocates are using International Women's Day to call for the end of 24-hour shifts. City Council member Christopher Marty telling us that the workers are subject to serious health conditions from insomnia and heart problems because of lack of sleep, as well as arthritis, back and knee issues from having to move their patients regularly to prevent bed sores. He's reintroduced a bill to end the 24-hour shifts.
A bill will ban 24-hour shifts here in New York City and do split shifts. We believe that 24-hour care is important. People definitely need them, but we don't need one person doing all those 24-hour shifts.
Most home care workers are immigrant women over the age of 45, he says. The job also one of the lowest paid in the city, with an average salary around $32,000. Some workers are also threatening to go on a hunger strike later this month if 24-hour shifts are not brought to an end. A tragic coincidence involving a dump truck, which claimed another life in Brooklyn this morning.
The same truck that ran down a beloved crossing guard in Queens is now under investigation for another fatal collision with a pedestrian. Police say 58-year-old Maria Piavanetti was in the crosswalk on Bedford Avenue in Brooklyn when the driver of a dump truck belonging to the Manolos Trucking Company hit her and kept going. Via the license plate, it's the same truck that struck and killed crossing guard Christina Naprawa, who worked many years at the busy intersection of Atlantic Avenue and Woodhaven Boulevard. The NYPD upgraded safety gear and tools for crossing guards since that time. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.